Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on membership inference attacks. The privacy nightmare that lets attackers mathematically prove your data was in a model's training set. This isn't theoretical. Researchers have pulled verbatim training data out of GPT. Proven patient records existed in clinical models and built evidence for GDPR lawsuits. If you're deploying ML on sensitive data, this episode is mandatory listening. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Membership inference attacks, MIA, were formally introduced by Chokri et al. In their seminal 2017 IEEE S&P paper. Membership inference attacks against machine learning models. The attack exploits a fundamental property. Models behave differently on data they've seen during training versus novel inputs. The root vulnerability lies in overfitting and confidence calibration. When a model trains on specific records, it memorizes patterns unique to those samples. This creates measurable statistical signatures. Higher confidence, models output higher prediction probabilities for training members. Lower loss values, the cross-entropy loss is systematically lower for seen data. Distinctive gradient patterns, gradients WRT training samples exhibit different magnitudes. The attack surface expanded significantly with LLMs. Carlini et al. 2021 demonstrated that large language models memorize and regurgitate training data verbatim, enabling membership inference through generation-based probing. Architecturally, the vulnerability stems from the ML training objective itself. Minimizing loss on training data inherently creates distinguishable behavior. This isn't a bug. It's the fundamental tension between model utility and privacy. Shadow model attacks. Introduced in the original Chokri paper. Formalize the exploitation methodology by training surrogate models to learn the in/out decision boundary. Here's my take on this. The vulnerability isn't a flaw. It's math. Any model that learns from data will treat that data differently. Your defense has to accept this as physics, not a bug to patch. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. 1. OpenAI GPT-2/GPT-3 Training Data Extraction, 2021, Carlini et al. At Google demonstrated extraction of verbatim training data from GPT-2, including PII, code snippets, and copyrighted content. They recovered hundreds of memorized sequences using targeted prompting, proving membership of specific documents. 2. Healthcare ML Model Privacy Breach Research, 2019, researchers at UCSF demonstrated MIA against clinical prediction models, achieving 70% plus accuracy in determining whether specific patient records were used in training genomic disease classifiers. The work highlighted HIPAA implications for ML in healthcare. 3. Amazon Alexa Voice Model Audit, 2020, academic researchers applied MIA techniques to demonstrate that voice assistant ML models retain signatures of individual user voice samples. Amazon acknowledged the research in their privacy documentation updates. 4. Clearview AI Facial Recognition, 2022. Privacy researchers used MIA methodologies to prove that specific individuals' photos were included in Clearview's training set, supporting litigation claims. The evidence contributed to GDPR enforcement actions. Here's my take on this. The healthcare angle is what keeps me up at night. HIPAA says you can't leak patient data, but every hospital deploying ML is potentially exposing membership through their model APIs. Regulators haven't caught up yet. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized pen test scope covering a deployed classification API. We'll use the LIRA, likelihood ratio attack, methodology. Currently the most effective MIA technique. Phase 1, target reconnaissance. Identify the target models. Input format and feature space. Output type, probabilities. Logits or labels only. API rate limits and monitoring. Phase 2, environment setup. Phase 3, shadow model training, Create shadow models mimicking target architecture on similar data distribution. Phase 4. Execute LiRA attack. Phase 5. Validation and evidence collection. Calculate attack accuracy using ground truth, if available in scope or statistical significance. Document API endpoints tested. Number of queries made. Shadow model architecture, rock curves, and top-end inferred members with confidence scores. Here's my take on this. Shadow model count matters more than architecture matching. With 64 shadows, you can achieve greater than 90% precision on high confidence predictions, even with architectural mismatch. Don't cheap out on compute here. Defense playbook. Detection. Monitor for systematic querying patterns, same records with slight perturbations. Sequential confidence probing. Log an alert on queries achieving unusually high confidence, greater than 0.99, on non-trivial inputs. Track peruser query volumes against baseline. Shadow model training requires thousands of queries. Prevention. Implement differential privacy during training using DPSGD. Additional controls. Confidence masking, return top K labels only, or quantize probabilities to reduce signal fidelity. Output perturbation, add calibrated noise to prediction scores. Regularization, aggressive dropout and early stopping reduce memorization. Validation, run the attack playbook against your own model quarterly. Target AUC framework mappings. MITRE Atlas, infer training data membership. OWASP LLM Top 10, Sensitive Information Disclosure. Here's my take on this. Differential privacy is your only mathematically proven defense. Everything else is mitigation. If you're handling PII, DPSGD isn't optional. It's table stakes. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Models inherently behave differently on training data versus novel inputs. This is mathematically unavoidable and creates the MIA attack surface. Takeaway 2. The LiRA, likelihood ratio attack, with 16 to 64 shadow models achieves highest accuracy. Shadow model count matters more than perfect architecture matching. Takeaway 3. Differential privacy via DPSGD during training is the only mathematically proven defense against membership inference. Takeaway 4. Architects must design for privacy utility trade-offs from day one. Retrofitting DP onto trained models is ineffective. The defense must be baked into the training pipeline. That's the full breakdown on membership inference. Remember, differential privacy isn't a nice to have, it's the only mathematically sound defense we've got. Everything else is buying time. Run the LiRA attack against your own models quarterly. If your AUC is above 0.55, you've got work to do. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com, that's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection is down.